It's the Rush Hour catch-up podcast for the new look Mazda BT50 with Apple CarPlay, Android Auto and reverse camera as standard. Make sure your ute is built like a BT50.
Hey everyone, it's Luke, Libby and Dobbo. Margot joining us again this afternoon. She has spotted a Canadian that stuffed up big time over the weekend. We'll get into that story for you. Also, the man Mundine joins us. Anthony Mundine wants to fight our boy Jeff Horn. We'll see how serious he is about that showdown ever happening. And they want to rename the Deegan Deviation. Artie beats him way. We'll run the rule over that and let you know of some other name changes we'd like to see as well. It all happens on the catch up and it starts right now.
Bit of a major stuff up over the weekend. The Canadian Grand Prix was on and they had like a supermodel waving the checkered flag. She got that honour to go up in the box and wave the checkered flag. But she stuffed it up.
Because How did you stuff up?
How does that happen?
You know, these are people, Dobbo, don't forget, who make their livelihood out of walking.
Yeah,
you
know,
Anything required to think too hard.
What's your secret to success? Well, number one, you need to be born really hot. And number two, learn how to walk.
So apparently it wasn't her fault because she was instructed to wave the flag at this time, but she did it a whole lap early.
The checker flag is being waved, but we're waiting for the race leader on that checker flag. And Sebastian Vettel is out and turns 8 and 7 at the moment. Little bit too premature.
Tell them not to wave the checker flag when it's not done yet. One lap.
So the driver knew.
So the driver knew because he's got someone in ear feeding him how many laps there are to go. And it was he was only on the 68th lap. So they ended up having to declare the race a 68-lap race instead of a 70-lap race because she's waved the flag.
She had one job.
Some of the other drivers had slowed down, so they didn't get their lap times. Her name's Winnie Harlow. She's a supermodel from America. She's actually one of Lewis Hamilton's mates. So he's also come out and apologised on her behalf. But it got me thinking about some of like the big stuff ups of all time.
So, Margot, just before you move on, what we need to do is we need her to be the person in charge of the siren, the full-time siren at State of Origin. So as soon as Queensland get in the lead, she presses it. And that's might be the only way we win this year.
Possibly. But there's been a couple of big stuff ups over the years. And the one that's most famous internationally was at the Miss Universe pageant in 2015 when Steve Harvey announced Colombia as Miss Universe instead of his first runner-up. It was actually supposed to be the Philippines won.
Miss Universe 2015 is Colombia!
Hey, I just had a thought. Wouldn't it be funny if the supermodel that waved the flag early was the one that he introduced incorrectly? You know what I mean?
I have to apologize.
Oh, no.
The first runner-up is Colombia.
That's horrendous.
That's just so bad. And I don't know how things like that happen.
As the host of the show, too, like you've got it on a card. It's written there right in front of you. And if it's not written in front of you, it's being fed to you through your earpiece.
Well, wasn't there one at the Academy Awards?
Yeah, well, so the Academy Awards, they announced La La Land to be the winners.
What a stuff.
We lost, by the way, but, you know.
Guys, I'm sorry. No, there's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Oh, that's
so they got up on the stage, and when they get up on the stage, they hand them the trophy and the card. They've looked at the winner's card and like, no, this is not actually our name. It's somebody else's name. They had just announced it incorrectly. But the one that I love the most, because I'm a bit of a Australia's Next Top Model tragic when that show was around, was Sarah Murdoch. She, at the grand finale, had this happen to her.
It's you, Kelsey. Oh my God, I don't know what to say right now. I'm feeling a bit sick about this. No, I'm so sorry about this. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
She was so embarrassed.
I don't know what to say. This was a complete accident. I'm so sorry. It's Amanda. I'm so sorry. It was fed to me wrong. This is what happens when you have live TV, folks. I'm so sorry.
Hey, are we seeing a trend here? Hot people can't read things properly. We need to get ugly people at award ceremonies and ugly people hosting TV shows because they don't stuff it up.
No,
It's so embarrassing, though.
Not just hot people stuff things up. I think people have bad days at the office all the time.
Yeah, like it's one of those things. You get one job and you stuffed it up royally.
What's your biggest stuff up at work, Dobbo?
I was supposed to put a liquid fertiliser and wetting agent over a wheat crop, and instead I put Roundup and killed 180 hectares of wheat. That was a pretty big stuff up.
Was it yours? Or
yeah, it was mine. Well, in a family business, which always goes well when you have to answer, why is it still raining and that wheat's dying, you know?
Oh, did you not own up to it?
Oh, I owned it in the end. It's like, oh, I just got it out of that drum. They go, mate, that's Roundup, 2,4-D.
My mate Chutz had a family tyre company at Narang. It was the old Goodyear out there. And when I finished school, I went and worked there for, I remember that day that I worked there. I was there and I put on a wheel for my mate's tyre shop, and the guy drove off and the wheel fell off because I forgot to put the wing nuts on.
No. They're called wheel nuts.
He goes, the wheel fell off. He goes, what happened when you put the wheel nuts on? I went, I didn't. I forgot.
Oh, my God.
One day.
You had one job. Yeah, well, that's what we want.
Yes, Margo's just telling us about someone that stuffed up with regards to the Canadian Grand Prix on the weekend as she had her... What did she do? She put out the...
She had one job to do, and that was to put the flag out at the end of the race, but unfortunately, she did it a lap too early, Luke.
The checkered flag has been waved, but we're waiting for the race leader on that checkered flag, and Sebastian Vettel is out and turns 8 and 7 at the moment. Little bit too premature.
Yeah, lucky she's pretty.
Unfortunately, it was given to her by the flag marshal, and he stuffed up. So it wasn't technically her fault. And she had a bit of a gaffe about herself and put it up on her Instagram and said, when you have one job and you get it wrong.
Well, she's not the only person ever, you know, stuff up. We do it plenty of times on our show. And Mark from Benogan's given us a call. 13 27 10's the number. If ever you want to be a part of the show, what happened with you, mate?
Mate, I was doing a Christian drama presentation in a church, and we had Jesus come out on the stage, and he was supposed to get his robe tore down and, a theatrical whipping. Anyway, when they tore his robes down, they pulled him right down, and his pants come with it.
Oh, no.
And he's standing there naked on the stage, and so he had the presence of mind to just very humbly bow down and grab his pants and... pull him back up and put his arms out and then continue with the whipping.
He should have just kneeled down and pretended to be the statue of David.
Yeah, well, I think at that time you don't really think laterally too much. You just go for survival.
Oops-a-daisy.
This whole thing sounds sus to me. I mean, we're talking about clothes and nakedness and whipping and all sorts of stuff.
Still a Catholic church.
Yeah, I've got to start getting to the theatre more often or the church or something. Hey, thanks for your call, mate.
Another time we had an angel faint and try and get back through the heaven door, and Jesus had to grab her and the lights come up and he's got this angel around the midriff.
Do you go to church during schoolies week or something? Is this like...
I should do. I reckon they'd really like it.
I think you'd get the patronage up. Hey, thanks for your call, brother. Appreciate it.
See you, bye.
Well, yesterday after the Jeff Horn fired everyone, the whole nation's now asking, what next for the Hornet? And, a lot of people speculated that this could be on the cards. But, of course, the man put his hand up and said, he'll have a crack. Anthony Mundine, he joins us right now. The man, how are you, mate?
Hey, legends, how you doing?
We're all good.
Mate, look, there's no doubt that yesterday Jeff Horn was very brave. And you actually did come out and praise him for his effort, but you said he was outclassed. Are you the next man to step into the ring with Jeff Horn?
I mean, well, it's definitely a option for us. Hopefully, you know, I think it's the best option for both us at the moment, for especially domestically. That'll put us, you know, it's either end of my career or making him reboost his internationally, or maybe I can just go out fighting the best and, you know, from this fight. So I think it makes sense and makes more dollars and sense. So
could you beat him? Parties. Could you beat him, Anthony?
I mean, I believe I can. I mean, that's the intrigue of the fight. You know, I think his youth, his rugged style, my experience and seasoning. You know, I'm 43, but I feel 33, so I feel good, man. I think I can do it. You know, I think that's gonna. I really believe I can do it.
The man doesn't sound as confident as he used to be. You don't sound like your usual self.
Nah, I'm a bit mellow, mate, these days, you know. You know, I've done all that crazy stuff back in the day, so, you know, I'm just want to try and go out fighting the best, and I think Horn proved that he can match up with the best, and I just want to see if I can better than Alex McCulford done.
You're not getting any younger, Anthony. Is this one of the fights that would, you know, bring you to the end of your career?
Yeah, or, you know, depending on the result, if I do win and win well, it could catapult my career.
Might reignite it. You know?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Do you think that that Jeff has the ability, based on what you saw yesterday, do you think that Jeff has the ability to become world champion again?
Definitely. You know, if somebody puts something in their mind and works hard towards it, like he's already shown already, beating Pacquiao and become champ. If he gets back into the gym, works on his craft, you know, works very hard and, you know, gets back in the ring, he can definitely do that. But I believe he can do that.
Jeff has said, Anthony, that fighting you would be a step backwards for him. Do you take that as an insult?
No, if he thinks that, well, that's good on him, you know. I just think the fight makes sense, you know what I mean? I think everybody want to see it. I think to see if I can do it and to see, you know, if he's able to beat me, you know. But I've been holding the reins for, you know, nearly 2 decades in this boxing game, you know what I mean? So if he wants to really take it over, then he's got to see me, man. Like, I don't want to belittle him. I think he's an extraordinary champion guy, champion dude, and he's going to have went over there and done his best. And, you know, I respect that. But I believe I'm a better fighter.
Is a Horn-Mundine fight at Suncorp a big money grab for you?
Yeah, well, it's not so much about the money. It's good to make it earn, yes, but it's more about proving to the people, like, you know, that I still got it, basically, and the world state. But he went over there and fought, they say, one of the best pound-for-pounders, like in the top 2-3 pound-for-pounders in the world in Corporate. You know, if I fought him, I would try to get him out of there before Crawford did. He got him in the 9th, I'll try and get him in the 7th. I want to challenge myself. I love challenges, you know what I mean? So this will be a big challenge, and I think I'm going to do it, but obviously Jeff and his team think they can do it. And if they think I'm easy to fight, well, that's good, you know, good on them.
It'd be an awesome fight, mate. We love you. You've been entertaining us for years and years, and don't ever change. Thanks so much for joining us, mate. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Pleasure, man.
I'll tell you one thing I read over the weekend with regards to rugby league was a push to change the Deegan deviation, which is the highway that rolls on into Redcliffe. They rename it from the Deegan deviation, which is pretty ordinary.
A bit of a mouthful too, isn't it?
Fair dinkum. Say that 3 times quickly. The Deegan deviation, they want, there's a push on now to rename it Arthur Beetsam Way. What do we think of that? Artie Beetson, our first ever Queensland State of Origin captain, a great Queenslander.
Where did the push come from?
Redcliffe Council, no doubt.
Is he a Redcliffe boy?
Yeah, he played for the Redcliffe Dolphins. So. Yeah,
okay. I like that. Yeah. I reckon that's a really smart move. I mean, if you go on the what used to be the Warrigal Highway from Ipswich to Toowoomba, that is now
Darren Lockyer
Way, start of the Warrigal Highway.
And there's so. Steve Irwin Way up towards, heading up towards Landsborough and that near the zoo, Australia Zoo.
I'm all for it. I reckon rename heaps of our, like, God, we got some boring.
Who's Bruce?
Yeah, who the hell's Bruce?
Who the hell's Bruce? Why the Bruce Highway? Why the M1?
That's a really good question. Who is Bruce and why did he get a bloody big highway named after him? Like, who's Bruce?
Maybe it's for all Bruces. We don't know.
We'll know. Somebody will know.
And like, if you have a look at, like, forget the Bruce Highway, like the M1. What a boring name.
Yeah.
The M1.
What would you name the M1?
Well, I have an idea, Dobbo, and it is to, you know, go along the lines of what they've done with the Arthur Beetson Way for the Deegan deviation, and that is to, you know, honour a few other notable Queenslanders with some, or rugby league types.
Yeah, okay.
By renaming some of our other locations. So the M1 Dobbo, for example, it's probably Queensland's most famous road.
Yeah.
Not one Queenslander likes it.
No.
It's just a prick of a thing
that
every Queenslander hates. Paul Gallen Highway. What do we think? What do you think? Paul Gallen
fitting.
Highway for the M1.
Well, it's very fitting.
A prick
There's
of
always
thing
lots of stoppages.
No one likes, yeah. I got some more. You want to have a go at this
one?
Okay, so
All right, this one's for roundabouts, because roundabouts, look, some people don't really understand why they're there. Some people don't understand their purpose, and they end up just causing mass confusion to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Let's call roundabouts bobcatters.
Right. Okay.
We on a roll?
We can even shape it like his hat.
What about Queensland Rail? Queensland Rail. Now, I don't know about you guys. It's good when it's working.
No, they're hopeless.
No, they're not, mate. We've been on them. They're good. Like, if you got to get from the Gold Coast to the airport, when they're rolling, Queensland Rail is fantastic. Mm. They're on fire when they're good. Problem is, they're always breaking down at the last minute and causing headaches. Billy Slater's from that one. All right?
Brilliant, but sometimes a bit broken.
This is my final one. Red lights. No one likes red lights.
Yeah.
In fact, they're just a pain in the ass. John Hoppawattes. Let's go. Come on, give me that one.
I'll give you that. That's the catch-up podcast for the new look Mazda BT50 with up to 3.5 tonnes towing and the grunt of a 2.2 or 3.2 litre diesel engine. The new look Mazda BT50 is built tougher than a $2 steak. You can catch us weekdays from 3 on 104.5 Triple M and Gold 92.5.